everyone, and welcome to this month's MPL Step 4 show. Coming up on this week's show, we're going to be looking at the promotion races up at the top of Division Northwest and Division Southeast. Later in the show, we'll be covering off the Northwest Division, as we'll be joined by the management at current league leaders Ramsbottom United. Neil Young from Marine will be joining us, and we'll be joined by Carl Jarrett, manager at Mask United, currently sitting fifth, but with games in hand. So we'll have those interviews later in the show. But to kick things off, we're going to talk about the Southeast Division. And, well, what can we say about the Southeast Division? Leek Town currently leading the way on 60 points. That's 5 points ahead of their nearest rival, Stamford. Leek Town also have a game in hand. Stamford, though, are on their own little island, sitting in second position. They're 8 points ahead of third place Cleethorpes Town. And Cleethorpes Town, sitting in third, are 5 points ahead of Belper Town. Belper Town do have 5 games in hand, though. But Belper Town are tied in the playoffs with Stocksbridge Park Steels, who fill that last playoff spot at the moment. So in a second, we'll be hearing from two teams just sitting outside the playoffs, Frickley Athletic and Kidsgrove Athletic. But before that, it is to that team sitting fifth in the league table. It's Stocksbridge Park Steels and their manager, here's Chris Hilton.
The mood in the camp's very good at the moment, as you could imagine. We had a bad Christmas where we lost 4 games on the bounce, but since then we've undefeated in 6 and everything's going according to plan. So, yeah, everybody at the club is happy and trying to get that last playoff spot. So I think there's only one really available. I think the top 4 teams have probably got thrown up in positions.
Like you say, I mean, the form you're in at the moment is pretty good, to say the least. And, I mean, how do you keep that momentum going now and don't get distracted? I mean, it is about doing your own thing, I suppose.
It is doing your own thing. And winning games obviously makes life a lot easier. This time, last season, we were second bottom and fighting against relegation. We're going to have a game on Saturday at Market Drayton away. We're second bottom, so they're trying obviously to get points to get away from the foot of the table. And then after that, the next 6 games, I think we play the top 4. So all the teams around us, we've got to play. So it's in our hands, and that's what we'd want going into February. And there's everything to play for. So, yeah, we're looking forward to it. But it definitely makes life a lot easier when you're winning games.
And you mentioned that the transformation from last season. I mean, we spoke a couple of times early in the season, but, you know, we're into the second half of the season and you're very much in place. So what is that transformation all down to?
Hard work. Hard work and recruiting and getting the right players together who have gelled really quickly. And there's a good mixture. There's a lot of youth in there with a little bit of experience. But the lads are listening and they're working hard and they're working for each other. And that's the main thing, that they're ticking them boxes. And the results will follow because we do play some good football. And scoring goals is what we're all about, which we struggled to do last year. And this year we're finding the net pretty regular. So it's all boding well.
And when it comes to the playoff race more generally, obviously there's Frickley and Carlton and Kidsgrove all snapping at your heels.
Yes.
You need to drag in a couple of other teams just above you, don't you? So the next few games are going to be really, really important, especially considering the momentum your side's got as well.
It is very important. We're going to try, and obviously Belper's got 5 games in hand on us and on the same point, so they've got a lot of games to play. We can try and drag them in, but Cleethorpes, 5 points in front of us on the same games, and we've got them to play. So, yeah, the chasing pack of us, Frickley, Carlton and Kidsgrove, are all trying to get that last place. And if we can drag another team in, then great. But it's going to be a good finish because I believe all teams have got to play each other. So no one can get 100% record. We all can't get 100% record going through. So, yeah, it's going to be big February and a big March. Luckily for us, looking at the fixtures in March, we've got 4 home games on the bounce. So the first four weeks of March, we're at home. So normally at home, we're pretty good and we'll try and push our home advantage. But we've got to get through February first by picking as many points as we can.
Yes.
And some very, very good teams as in Stamford and Leek.
Yeah, and you've got a team tomorrow who are fighting for their lives at the moment to get away from that relegation spot. So Market Drayton away, what's your sense heading into this game about the challenges facing yourselves tomorrow?
Well, again, we work on experience from last season and we know exactly what position they're in because we were there last year and how you're fighting for every single point. So there's no easy games anyway. I know it sounds cliche, but there isn't anymore. You don't get teams where you can just roll, turn apart half pace and roll teams over. It doesn't happen anymore. And especially when teams are down there, they're fighting for a different reason. We're trying to get into the playoffs, and well, we're in the playoffs, but stay in the playoffs, and they're fighting for to make sure they don't get relegated. So every game's tough, so it's going to be a tough battle. We know that. So we'll roll the sleeves up and we'll work hard, and then hopefully we'll have enough quality to get us over the line.
And you've touched upon it already, but I've been, you know, while you've been talking, I've been going through the upcoming fixtures, and blimey, it's tough, isn't it? Belper, Stamford, and Leek all awaiting over the next 3 weeks or so. I mean, that's crackers,
and then
isn't it?
It's crackers. And then in March, if you look, we have Carlton and we have Cleethorpes.
Oh yeah, what are they doing at MPL Towers, putting that in front of you? Wow, that's amazing.
We always said once we got to this stage of the season, Ben, and if we were still in contention of being in the playoffs in February, it would a great season for us. But obviously, we knew what running we'd got. We've only had out of the five seasons, full season we've done so far, we've only had one season where we've not had a good finish to the season, so hopefully that'll continue, and we'll just pick up what points we can. But yeah, it's in our own hands. Again, we're playing everybody around us, so if we can pick points up there, then it'll keep us where we need to be, but it is tough, that is for sure.
And just before you go, Chris, you're going to need that Stocksbridge faithful, aren't you? That's for sure. So what's your message to the fan base as you head into this remarkably busy period and difficult period?
Message is just come down and support the lads and see the hard work and the good football that they're playing and just get behind them. And there's always plenty of goals. And when you're watching a Stocksbridge team, not always in the right at the right end. But we will go out and entertain and we'll work out and give everything we've got. So if anybody's out there at a loose end, and come and watch us, give us a try and see what you think. And I'm 100% sure you'll enjoy it.
Chris Hilton there, manager of Stocksbridge Park Steels, joining us here on January's edition of the MPL Step 4 show. Just 3 points behind Stocksbridge Park Steels are near neighbours Frickley Athletic. They have played 2 games more. They're currently sitting just outside the playoff positions, but they're very much a part of this playoff race in the South East Division. And on Friday afternoon, I caught up with the manager at Frickley Athletic. Here's Dave Frecklington.
Yeah, Moose great. You know, we're on good form. Apart from the last couple of games, we've managed to get 1 point out of the last 3. But before that, you know, the run that we've been on's unbelievable, really. Considering we were, 7 games in when we took over, 1 point, so we managed to get 38 more points in the last, I can't remember how many games now. So, you know, we've given ourselves a real chance. And at the start of the season, you know, I think everybody at the football club would have taken where we are in the league. So, yeah, everybody in the football club's, in high spirits.
That said, I mean, you know, you've just picked up a draw against Cleethorpes, which is no mean feat. You've had a defeat against the league leaders, Leek Town. But, you know, you've beaten Stamford, you've beaten Stocksbridge recently. So, I mean, the performances are there, clearly.
They are, Ben. And, since we've come into the football club, you know, we're averaging 2 points a game. And over 38 games, that gets you bang in the playoffs. So, or even challenging for the league title. But, you know, we're 6 or 7 games down when we first came in, but you know, we knew that was going to be the task, and you know, we were hoping just to stay in the league, and we always had aspirations of moving up the table, but to be where we are with 11 games left and plenty of points to play for, there's no reason why we can't keep in the same kind of form.
And that's the thing, isn't it? I mean, you've got to keep putting the pressure on, because obviously you played a few games more than everyone else. Like, for example, you've got a bit of a free weekend ahead. So it is about taking the opportunities when they come in the final games of the season now.
It is. And that's key for us now. You know, it's the game at the week. Well, no game at the weekend's come at a really good time for us. We've lost Johnny Margetts for 4 or 5 weeks, which is a real blow. He's our top goal scorer. We've obviously had Brad Wells injured. We had Tyler Williams suspended, who's been a real positive. The last couple of weeks have been a bit disappointing in terms of losing key players and a suspension here and there. So hopefully that no game of the weekend and a bit of a break will help one or two get back from injury and ready for what's going to be a real tough run-in, but one we're really looking forward to.
And when it comes to this running, and you've already touched upon it really about how you've settled in as a manager and your coaching staff and that side of things, it does feel like there is a bit of a spring in the step at the club now.
There is, and it kind of mirrors the same kind of job we did at Matlock last year. You know, we went into Matlock, who were bottom of the league above, and you know, we went on a massive run when we first took over there, and kind of like got on the crisp of a playoffs, and then we kind of like filtered out towards the back end of last season, and we end up mid table, and this has a real similar vibe to it. You know, we've got everybody on board, and when you get on some kind of run, you know, when you go from bottom of the league to playoffs, you know, you kind of raise the expectation levels of not everybody at the football club, but outside the football club. And then they start to expect, you know, instead of like actually putting into context exactly where you've come from and the kind of player turnover you've had to deal with to get where you are. So we're kind of like got this group and the players that we really need, and we feel that can take us, you know, in them playoffs if we do kind of hit the form we've been on. So it is a real good vibe about the place. You know, it's a good football club. It's got, you know, steeped in tradition. So we want to try and get, you know, finish the season on a high and keep the season alive. And if we can continue to do that, then, you know, I'm sure the attendances will keep to rise as well.
And obviously, you can't really think about the next stages and that kind of thing. Although I know you've got in the back of your mind, you'll have a 2-year plan, a 3-year plan, and a 4-year plan, and that kind of thing. But I mean, this is exciting. This is why you're involved in management, isn't it? To have games, to have something to play for over the next couple of months or so.
It is, Ben. It is, and you know, we're all in football to win football matches. You know, that's the whole, especially as a manager. When I played, you know, for a number of years, you know, you just think about yourself and about your teammates. But as a manager, you know, you really want to win. And, you know, I'd like to think over the last couple of years, we've had a lot of wins. And the last couple of years, I was at this level, we managed to get back-to-back playoff campaigns. And to get a third would be really, really, you know, a big achievement for me personally, but no, that for the football club. So, you know, we want to try and get back into the Premier Division. I mean, we feel that, you know, Frick Athletic belong in the league above. And it's not easy to do that. And there's a lot of big sides, you know, who want to have the same kind of ambition as us. But so far, so good. And hopefully we can continue that form.
Frickley Athletic manager Dave Frecklinton there speaking to us here on the MPL Step 4 show. Sitting a point behind Frickley Athletic just outside the playoff spots, we've got Carlton Town. Carlton Town are 1 point behind Frickley, as I just said, but they also have 6 games in hand. So Carlton Town, very much a part of this promotion race. They're 4 points outside the player positions, and they also have 4 games in hand over Stocksbridge Park Steels. But then we've got Kidsgrove Athletic. They're 5 points outside the playoffs, but have 3 games in hand over Stocksbridge Park Steels. And for more on the Staffordshire club, on Friday, I caught up with their manager. Here's Ryan Austin.
Yeah, listen, we're delighted with where we're at. Obviously, you can always ask for a little bit more, but we're delighted we're still in with a chance, if you like. And we don't want to get too carried away at the moment, because we know there's a lot of games left to play between now and the end of the season. But we're in a good little situation. And we've got things in our own hands, if you like, where if we can control our own performances and keep picking up 3 points a week and we can't, we know come the end of the season we should be near where we want to be.
Now, currently, there's only Leek Town and Stamford who've got better records when it comes to the last 10 matches or so. The form's been pretty good. And speaking of Leek and Stamford, they're the only defeats in the last 10 matches. So you must be delighted with that side of things.
Yeah, listen, obviously, yeah, like I say, yeah, we're delighted with the form that we're in. We know that, obviously, we had a tough game against Nick over Christmas. I thought there wasn't a lot in the game, to be fair, but Nick are on that strong momentum where they've lost out in these games, if you like, and they found a way to win it. And at Stamford, if I'm being honest, we didn't turn up and we weren't the side that we know we can be, which was a little bit disappointing, but we've managed to rectify that and obviously pick 2 wins up on the back of that defeat. So we're back moving in the right direction.
And also in recent form, you know, you've beaten the likes of Stocksbridge and Carlton, you know, fellow promotion chasing teams. So that's good for morale too, I'd imagine.
Yeah, definitely. Obviously, it's important that you try and beat the teams in and around you, because inevitably it's like 6 points. Obviously, it's a swing. So, but we don't get too carried away with them sort of games. Obviously, I know it's a cliche, and most managers will say this, but we're taking it one game at a time. And obviously, we've got another huge game, obviously, against Cleethorpes at the weekend.
Given the fact that, you know, there's so many teams involved in this playoff race, you do have to take each game as it comes, really, don't you?
Yeah, definitely. And you can't look too far ahead, because there's some good teams in this league. Well, there's a lot of good teams in this league. But on any given day, anyone can beat anybody. And that's where we don't get carried away, and we can't treat anybody lightly. I mean, obviously, Chasetown came to us on Tuesday night, and with obviously them being at the other end of the table, where it was never going to be an easy game. And sometimes them sort of teams could play with freedom, so we had to obviously approach the game in the right manner. And we were thoroughly professional and thought we deserved the 3 points. But again, we're going to have to approach the game in a similar sort of manner on Saturday against Cleethorpes, because we know it's going to be another test, but probably in a slightly different way, but one that we believe, if we're at it, that we can come away with another 3 points.
Now, let's talk about Cleethorpes then. This game is huge, isn't it? On Saturday, away trip to Cleethorpes Town. It's a big game for you, but it's a big game for them, and you're a massive banana skin for Cleethorpes. So how do you become that banana skin?
Well, we haven't got to do much different than we have been doing, because, like you say, we've already mentioned there that we're in good form and we're going there in a good manner, and we know, so we'll respect Cleethorpes because obviously they're up there in the league and they've got a great home record, but I think our away record is probably better than our own record. So we know that we can go to the better teams, if you like, in the league and cause an upset, and that's what we'll be looking to do on Saturday. But we know that we have to approach the game properly. We've worked on it in training this week, and I believe the lads are ready. So it'll be a good challenge and hopefully a good spectacle for the league.
And I'm finally there, Ryan. Like you say, I mean, the away days are good with Kidsgrove. The home games aren't too bad either. So what's your message to that Kidsgrove faithful as we head into this really crucial set of matches in the next couple of months or so?
Well, obviously, we aren't blessed with the biggest crowds in the world, but I hope the ones that are coming are seeing entertaining football. I think at home now we've managed to turn the corner a little bit. Our own record wasn't great in recent years, but I think if you look at a record in the last five or six games, we scored a lot of goals and we've won a lot of games and we've been entertaining, and that's the style of play that we want to play, and that won't change away from home. Obviously, the ones that make the long journey on Saturday, I can assure them that we're looking to go there and take 3 points. It won't be a one where we sit in and just absorb pressure all day, because that's not the style of team that we are. So hopefully we can get a few more through the door and get us behind and hopefully get on this playoff push.
Ryan Austin there, manager of MPL South East Division side Kidsgrove Athletic. And that concludes our look at the South East Division. Lots of twists and turns still to come. And on next month's show, we'll see if it's got any closer up at the top end of the table and in those playoff spots as well. But lots of excitement to come in the South East Division. But from the South East to the North West now, and Ramsbottom United currently leading the way up at the top of the North West Division. They have a 2-point lead over Workington. Workington do have a game in hand, but Ramsbottom United currently sitting in the all-important automatic promotion spot. And for more on Ramsbottom United, at Friday lunchtime, I caught up with their manager. Here's Chris Wilcock.
Yeah, the mood in the camp's very good at the moment. We're enjoying being at the summit of the league. And, you know, the players have, you know, gained a lot of confidence off us being at the top. And you know, we'll see where it takes us between now and the end of the season.
Thanks in no small part. Obviously, you've been on a good run recently. Apart from a defeat for Dunstan, you've been unbeaten for ages. But in that run, there's an important win against Workington as well. So how important was that match?
Yeah, it was vitally important. We'd not done too well against the sides that were winning around the top six, and it was important for our confidence to beat you know, the side that's been the most consistent since the opening day of the season. And, you know, the lads played exceptionally well on the day and deservedly came away with a win.
Now, it's only natural for us pundits and journalists to look at, you know, a league table and go, the favourites at the start of the season probably will be the two teams who've come down into the division. What were your expectations for what Rami could achieve? Because now you're top of the table, everyone's going to be looking at you. So do you prefer flying under the radar, or are you happy to be in the spotlight now?
No, I mean, it's nice to be in the spotlight. You know, the lads are getting there, the just rewards and their accolades off the back of what they've, you know, achieved over the last 15 games. But, you know, our long-term goal at the start of the season was to make the playoffs. And at this moment in time, we're in a good position to do so. Last season, we put a fantastic run together, coupled with a fantastic run in the FA Trophy alongside each other. We managed to reach the playoffs and obviously then lost to Radcliffe in the semi-finals. And we want to try and go one better this season.
Well, with that regard, you've got, you know, you're not just top of the league, but you've got a 12-point buffer, haven't you? And with the goal difference, it might as well be 13. So that's quite handy heading into February and the running proper.
Yeah, without a doubt, you know, goal difference may come down to goal difference for one or two positions as we get to, you know, the end of the season. The lads have been in fine form in front of goal. And, you know, we are a very attacking team. We love creating chances, scoring goals. And over the last 15 games, the lads have been outstanding.
I was going to mention the entertainment value. You certainly get your money's worth, don't you? With 65 goals scored so far, 35 conceded. But like you say, that gives you a goal difference of plus 30. So that's great value for money, isn't it?
It is. You know, if the fans out there want to come and you know, come and watch us home and away, we are value for certainly scoring goals. We'd like to tighten up at the back and make us have a few more clean sheets. We've managed to do that off the back of the disappointing result at Dunstan. We've had two back-to-back clean sheets now, and we'll see how we get on against Tadcaster tomorrow.
I was going to mention that game next. I mean, like we said, you get your money's worth. It's certainly good entertainment. So the Harry Williams Stadium welcoming Tadcaster. Tadcaster currently just sitting outside the playoffs. So your target, obviously, you know, the cherry on the cake would be winning the league, but your target's to get in the playoffs. This could be vitally important, this game tomorrow.
Yeah, without a doubt. You know, it'll put that a bigger margin between both clubs, with obviously what both clubs want to try and achieve. And we had a really good game up at their place last year, back end of last year. You know, they played exceptionally well first half, caused us lots of problems. We addressed things at half time and we played exceptionally well in the second half, and he finished 2-2, and it also could have finished 4-4. So, yeah, again, good entertainment value. I'm sure the Taddy public enjoyed, you know, the game up at their place. But hopefully now we can, you know, tomorrow get ourselves in a position where we go on and take all 3 points.
And when it comes to, obviously, I think we'll catch up before the end of the season, no doubt about it, given how close this is going to be, it looks like. So what's your message to that home faithful as we head towards, you know, the middle of February and this running? Because Rami well and truly involved in it.
Well, obviously, with the start tomorrow coming on, and again, hopefully we can have a fantastic home game like we had against Workington, and we had 600 plus that day. You know, if we can get anywhere near that tomorrow, that'll certainly be a start. I know the players enjoyed playing in front of, quite a number of people on that day. And the performance was exceptional. And, you know, again, they stuck with us all season. We had a sticky patch back in October where things weren't going exceptionally well for us. But a loyal fan stay with us home and away. And once we've turned the corner, the crowds have started to grow, certainly at home. Our away support has improved as well. And at the moment, we're going exceptionally well.
Chris Wilcock there, manager of current league leaders up at the top of the North West Division, Ramsbottom United. So Rami currently leading the way, 2 points ahead of Workington AFC. But in a very competitive top end of the table, there's actually only 4 points separating first down to fourth placed Pontefract Colls. And Pontefract Colls have 4 games in hand over Ramsbottom United. They've got 3 games in hand over Workington, and they've got 4 games in hand over the team currently sitting in third position, Marine. And to find out just how competitive it is at the moment, up at the top end of the North West Division, on Friday evening, I caught up with the manager at Marine. Here's Neil Young.
Yeah, the mood's good. I think we've lost one game since October, I think, which is a game against Mosley away a couple of weeks back where we didn't play too well. But overall, performances have been real good. You know, we've had a lot of change, particularly in recent weeks, in terms of personnel. But, you know, it's a really tough league, you know, and you've got to give great credit to Workington, Ramsbottom, Pontefract in particular. They've been winning game after game as well, so it's a really tough league. But, yeah, happy with the way we're going, and we've just got to keep it going.
I mean, we've caught up a couple of times this season already, and you know, the main thing was to get Marine back on its feet and back going again. And I think we can safely say you've done that. But like you say, it's so competitive. I mean, have you been surprised with how competitive it's been?
Yeah, it's very competitive, and I think it's very unusual as well to have so many teams, with so many points. You know, I was always told that, you know, if you go with 2 points a game, you'll go very close to winning the league. Well, I think there's 4 or 5 teams in our league who are averaging that now. So, you know, it is a bit unusual, but we can only do what we do. And, you know, if Pontefract win out, or Ramsbottom, or whoever carry on the way they're going, then you just got to hold your hat off to them and say, well done. But we just got to make sure we keep ticking along, keep picking up the points where we can. And as you said before, at the start, you know, we stay within it, and hopefully, you know, we can pick up the pieces.
Yeah, I mean, I was going to mention that because I know you managers like that average points per game tracking how you're progressing. But you know, I'm an old schooler. You know, how many games have you lost? You've only lost four, and yet you know, yeah. And you've not drawn that many. So I mean, it is really really competitive. That's all we could say. But then again, you know, it's not just the top end you have to worry about, is it? It's your bread and butter week in week out games. So to beat Widnes the way you did midweek and Ossett as well. I mean, that those are good results, aren't they?
Yeah, as we said earlier, I know it's cliche, but there's no easy games at all. You know, Widnes, I know the score at Lyme was 5-2, and we beat them a few weeks earlier, 4-1. But, you know, we played some real good stuff all within the game. I think, like I said, on Tuesday we were very clinical, which we were. I think that was the difference. And last week at Ossett, you know, anyone who's got to go to Ossett or anyone's got to go to Mosley, they've got tough games on their hands. You know, them teams, particularly at home, are really tough opponents, and they're going to give anyone a game. So to go there, I thought, was always be settled by a mistake or a set piece or something, and it was settled with a set piece.
And funnily enough, you're going to one of those tougher ways tomorrow, aren't you? I mean, Drolsden away in February as well. Never an easy place to go to. So how do you go about doing the team talk, doing the prep, and making sure that these matches against the likes of Drolsden and Widnes, you don't slip up?
Well, to be fair to the players, you know, as I said, apart from Mosley the week, which is a tough place to go, mentality-wise, you've been very good. You know, Drolsden's always been a tough game to, you know, game to play whenever it's come along in whatever league. You know, they've always been tough opponents. They play some great stuff, you know, and we've got to make sure we go there with the right mentality. And as you say, we've turned up at Ossett. We've turned up against Widnes. I know we've got to make sure we turn up against Drolsden.
And then the following week, you know this, but this is just for the listeners' benefit, Neil, obviously, Tadcaster. And you know, it's that level of extremes that you managers have to deal with in this league, especially, you know, the likes of yourself and Chris at Ramy and you know, Workington and Pontefract. You know, it's these big games as well. So it is up and down, isn't it?
It is. We went to Tadcaster early on in the season. We lost 2-1. They were better than us on the day. It was a game that we didn't really progress in, although we went 1-0 up. You know, they are a good, steady side. Obviously, we've had a change of manager. But it's at home. You know, that's the thing for us. We've still got to play Ramsbottom at home. We've got to play Worthington at home. We've got to play Tadcaster at home. Only Pontefract, really, we've got to go to. We've done with Marsk, played them twice. So we've got to make sure our home form, you know, is good, because we've got some real tough games, but you can only ask, you know, to be at home, and that's what we've got. And we've got to make sure that we take advantage of that.
Really is so competitive. But just before you go, Neil, just a quick mention for the home faithful as well as the travelling faithful, because, you know, you've got a match against Trafford soon as well down the line. So, you know, how important are the Marine faithful as you head into these competitive last couple of months of the season?
Well, the fans have always been important. I mean, we've had some great, you know, support at home, travelling away. We've got a new bunch of young supporters, which is great for any non-league club to see the next generation coming through, and our fans, our young fans in particular, you know, make a lot of noise. Even in a friendly we had the other week against Salford's under-23s, they were there. And that, you know, that always helps the players, you know, and hopefully we can feed off that. And as I say, the fans are going to have to play a big part, as well as the players, over these next 2 or 3 months.
Marine manager Neil Young there speaking to us here on the MPL Step 4 show for the month of January. So, as I said, the top four there, very, very competitive. But what about the race for the playoffs? Well, just outside the playoffs at the moment, sitting in 7th, 3 points behind that final playoff spot, we've got Clitheroe. Then on 40 points, sitting in 6th place, we've got Tadcaster Albion. And then sitting in the playoffs in that all-important 5th position, we've got Marsk United. Marsk United are tied with Tadcaster, but Marsk do have a better goal difference. And crucially, they've got 3 games in hand. So for more now on Marsk United, on Friday night, I caught up with their manager. Here's Cal Jarrett.
A bit of mixed feelings at the minute, obviously. We're in a good position if you look at the league at the present minute. But on our side of things, as you know from talking to me before, I'm... We just hit a little tiny bit of a blip when we had a good 5 games in hand, you know, and we could have easily gone further on. And we've just, you know, we lost against Mosley last Saturday, and we drew against Clitheroe at home, which we expected. Our expectations are to win our home games, you know, as many as you can. But I still see us in a good position, and I do know what you're saying about having the games in hand, but I would prefer the points there, you know, to try and concrete that place in the playoffs.
But if someone asked me earlier on the season, you know, sitting fifth in February, in the semi-final of a cup, I'd most probably take that for now.
I mean, to be fair, you're not the first team to lose to Mosley. I mean, we just had Neil Young on and Mosley beat Marine, didn't they, a few weeks back. So, yeah. You know, in the defeats you've had, Mosley there and Workington, I mean, it's not bad, is it, really?
No, it's not. I mean, Workington were very good. They were very good at home. We didn't turn up for that day, but I took nothing away from Danny's team up there. They were excellent on the day. You know, they basically bopped us off the park, if I can say that right. But against Mosley, we done the same as them. We had 90% of the play. We just didn't create enough chances to put the ball in the back of the net, and obviously that's what counts, and they got the one chance and they stuck it away. We were disappointed when we come away from there. You know, I accept getting beat. It's the certain ways that you get beat, you know, in games. But, you know, it was disappointing coming away from there. But, you know, like I said, yeah, we've still got them games in hand, and, you know, most of them are at home on a Tuesday night. There's a lot of people who've got to travel down to us. So, and like you said, we're unbeaten all season at home. So our expectations are to try and win them games that we've got in hand, you know. So it might put us in a good position, hopefully.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, like you say, I mean, you have been playing catch-up with the fixtures and that kind of thing. So that too is, it poses its own challenges, doesn't it? Because like you say, I mean, a lot of managers say they would rather have the points on the board. But it is going to be a very, very competitive time for you, isn't it? Putting all these fixtures in and that kind of thing. But it sounds like you're very much up for the challenge.
Yeah, I mean, we're used to it at Mask, if that sounds, you know, the year we won the Northern League, as you know, I think we played about 18 games in about 32 days, something like that. It was ridiculous, you know, playing a Saturday, a Monday, a Wednesday, Thursday, Saturday for about 4 weeks. Which never been heard of before, and it was down to, you know, the bad weather with the pitch and games getting called off, and we do get used to having these games in hand. Do I really want them? No. We want every game on possibly as we can, and so do the club. It's just obviously something that we've got inherited in the pitch wise. You know, it's most probably its best that it's been for a while at the present minute, the pitch. So we hope to get these games on and try and play at home. We've got quite a lot of home games coming up in the next 3 weeks, as in Saturday, Tuesday at home. So if we can get them done, you know, it's just obviously what scares me as a manager, like most managers you'll speak to, is the size of the squad's not massive. You know, if I get a couple of injuries, can we deal with them? Any suspensions, can we deal with them? You know, so I don't really stop looking for players to come in to try and strengthen us, when really I should be happy around about December time when my squad take me right through at the end of the season. But unfortunately, the amount of games that we do have to play after December, I can't settle.
Well, first up, after this interview, I'm not going to keep you for much longer, Carl, obviously, but yeah. You know, you've got Cone tomorrow away. As I was saying with Neil Young then, you know, you've got your big landmark games up at the top end, but then when you've got to play the likes of Cone away from home, there are no easy games in this league, are there?
None at all. You're bang on right. Everyone's, you know, well organised as a team, especially at the home grounds. You know, because I know there's a lot of teams that are travelling down. They're all well organised, all physically strong, fit. They all work on certain things at home, the way they're playing. And like you said, you could play someone that's 15th, 16th, 17th and have just a harder game playing against them than you would against your Workingtons and your Marines and your Pontefracts and Tagcasters. You know, they're all equally good. They're all strong, like you said. So this league is a very hard league, you know. And it's after, it seems we're still getting used to it. Obviously, I've been moved from the east side of it now over to the northwest, where we've had another 10 different teams playing this season. So, you know, you get used to them 1 year, and then the next year you put into a different league.
And I go back to, you know, the start of the season when, you know, we were discussing just how many teams can theoretically be in the playoffs this season. Unfortunately, there's only one automatic spot and four teams in the playoffs. So, you know, you're in the playoff spots at the moment. It's going to be a really competitive next couple of months. So what's your message to the travelling faithful heading over to Lancashire tomorrow and the home brigade who are going to be there up until the end of April?
Well, they've always been excellent. It was the fans. They've travelled everywhere with us, especially the distances like you spoke about there, you know, jumping on a coach every single week and travelling a few hours. It takes you full Saturday. It's not like just going around the corner in the Northern League like we used to, travel an hour and home or 20 minutes. This is like 10 hours of your day taken out, you know, so I admire all of them, you know, especially working hard all week and then spending the cash and travelling away to watch a non-league football. But all I do is just keep sticking with us, you know, and we can just try and try to get where we need to be by the end of the season with their support.
Carl Jarrett there, manager of Marsh United, and that concludes this month's MPL Step 4 show. We hope you've enjoyed it. I hope it's come across just how competitive it is at the moment in both the North West and the South East divisions of the Northern Premier League. It certainly is going to be an incredible running and a very, very interesting month of February. But that's the end of this month's MPL Step 4 show. We'll be back next month to have another look at the promotion races at the top of both divisions. But I've been Ben, and wherever you're going this weekend to cheer on your MPL Step 4 side, make sure that you have fun. Bye-bye.